anti-war movement that sees its future in solidarity and common action with the public workers in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in Tennessee. This is the anti-war movement that understands clearly there will be no end to Washington's fake war on terror until every Muslim American is free from the fear of state-stoked Islamophobia, the new Jim Crow.
This is Chris Gavreau from the steering committee of UNAC, confirming that the new anti-war movement is more internationalist and yet deeply involved in social issues at home. Among the crowds were thousands of immigrants and Muslim families. Ayman Al-Sawa, Egyptian activist.
Our Egyptian revolution belongs to you. It belongs to the Palestinians and Iraqis and here at home. Dear sisters and brothers, you cannot imagine the corruption our sister and brother in Egypt were been suffering for 50 years. They didn't expect that Egypt will rise up, including the corruption government here. But against all odds, the people were hundreds and then thousands and then millions in the street, and the Egyptians were able to kick out the dictator. We have to turn every square to Tahrir Square.
Simi Ahmed, co-chair of the New York State Muslim Peace Coalition, expressed the desire of her community to no longer be silent.
Fighting against Islamophobia is fighting for the soul of America. I thank you that you are standing up for me and my children and my community and my country, the country that I chose to call home because of its freedom. I pledge to stand with you to end the scourge of the triple evils of war, of terrorism, and of Islamophobia, and to make our world free of tyranny, free of exploitation, free of war.
Vijay Prashad, a political commentator and author of The Darker Nations, said that war is directly caused by capitalist accumulation.
They prefer to spend on war rather than on public education, public health, public transport, and jobs. They prefer to spend on war because they fear that we will create a culture of solidarity. They prefer a culture of war and distrust. Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, and Libya. Many of our friends are confused about Libya. But believe me, there is nothing confusing about Libya. Libya is an imperialist war.
On Friday, a shutdown of the government was averted when Democrats and Republicans agreed on $38 billion in cuts on non-military spending. Harlem activist Nellie Bailey.
President Obama said programs people rely on will be cut. The American people have to live within their means. We asked the president, where is the $858 billion in the extension of the Bush tax cuts for 2% of the population? We know that you talk about change, but it's change we can't believe in.
And the next question that may be asked in a not-so-distant future is, how long can the United States, with its rapidly growing national debt, now at over $14 trillion, continue to wage several wars abroad while slashing social programs at home? For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.